This is FIBA Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
One of my love languages is gift giving. I love to receive and give gifts to friends, family, especially to my wife and daughter. I begin thinking about what to gift, what to buy for them at least a couple of months before any big occasion, be it birthday, anniversary, Christmas, Easter, and some days in between. I think of the best and the biggest gift I can buy for them, of course, within my budget. But at times, I splurge. I give in to splurging. I become extravagant because, hey, I love them. I truly love them, and I want to give them the best. You see, no one has loved us or can love us more than God. The Bible is replete with assurances and affirmation of God's amazing abundant love towards us and that He has bestowed us with some amazing gifts. Do you know that God's love language is also gift-giving? James 1:17 says, every good and perfect gift comes from our Father. He doesn't give a lot of materialistic gifts that would fulfill our desires temporarily, although He does that from time to time, but His focus is our eternal satisfaction. Hence, the greatest gift He has given us is a redemption through His Son and our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul tells us that in Christ, God has displayed the extremity of His inseparable love towards us. No power, no dominion can separate us from God's amazing gift of life in Christ Jesus. You and I are called to have the same love language, the love language of gift giving, like our Heavenly Father. Not so much the materialistic gifts, but something that can alter the course of people's lives. The greatest gift that we can give to anyone is three words, just three words, the greatest gift. Those three words are, come and see. Come and see. These three words are used frequently in the opening chapter of the Gospel of John. The first time you see these words, it is used in John 1, verse 39. Andrew, Simon's brother, is standing with John the Baptist. And John the Baptist points towards Jesus, saying, look, behold, the Lamb of God. And Andrew begins to follow Jesus. And Jesus turns around, looks at Andrew and asks, Andrew, what are you seeking? What are you looking for? And Andrew says, I want to see where you're staying, where you're living. And Jesus says, come and see. We do not know what transpired overnight because Andrew stayed with Jesus overnight. But next day, Andrew is filled with enthusiasm and exuberance. And he finds Peter, his brother, and says, hey, Peter, we found the Messiah. Definitely, Andrew understood, in a brief sense although, the identity of Christ. Jesus' invitation for Andrew to come and see changed his life, opened his eyes to what his life entailed and what Jesus was about to give to him. Next day, Jesus finds another person. He finds Philip, and Philip is awestruck by him. Philip finds Nathanael and says, hey, Nathanael, we found the Messiah from Nazareth. And Philip raises his doubts about the identity of Jesus. But Philip says, why don't you come and see? You see, come and see is the invitation to come and experience Jesus. An experience that will alter the life and paradigm of those who accept this invitation. A question to ask is, Jesus isn't physically here anymore. While Andrew and Philip literally experience Jesus, what are we asking people to come and see? You see, you are calling people to see Jesus reflected and lived out through a unique community, through a real community. This community is the temple of God. It is a new address of God. It is now where Christ hangs out, and it is the church gathered. It is the community where all the colors of God's creation stand as one people. Come and see, while three simple words require you, the inviter, to cultivate Christ-likeness. You're not calling people to come and see a perfect community. That's not what God is asking from you. Rather, you're calling people to come and see a broken community, broken people, redeemed by Jesus, living with a hope of eternity. And that hope, despite and in spite of their brokenness, enables us to live joyfully and peacefully, regardless of chaos, crisis, and affliction. People today are standing at the precipice of destruction. The three words, come and see, can change their life forever. Be bold and give people the greatest gift of experiencing Jesus.
Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.